University of Sussex was the only university created in the new universities that didn't have a development plan. We didn't have a master plan or a campus plan even. It came out of the heads of people like Fulton and Acer and Spence and evolved. It wasn't until 10 years later that we got down to actually writing plans. And Spence is often given credit for elements of the architecture of the first plan, but not sufficient in my view for the elegance of it all. It's not just the beauty of places like Falmer House. It's his choice of materials. And he was careful to use the Sussex russet brick as the main, to blend in with the downs. All our roads and paths were paved to match the chalk of the downs. There was no tarmac. There was a separation of vehicular and pedestrian traffic, which was quite advanced in 61. There was the low height of all the buildings, and so it was a very cleverly constructed site, and we managed to keep it like that for most of my time here. But it was hard work. Every time we had a new building, its occupants and the architect who was given the task wanted to do something different.